Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Late Night Girls right here on your radio every Tuesday at 10. Yeah.
That's right.
What's up, Jen? How you doing, girl?
Pretty good. Had a little bit of an accident. I told you earlier, last night or early this morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, my pipes busted because they were frozen. And it flooded my whole bedroom. It was the bathroom in my bedroom, and it flooded the whole bedroom. And then I had to get, like, the landlord to come and turn off the water. And it's been a headache. And literally, they just finished fixing everything about an hour ago.
Are you serious?
There,
oh, my God.
In the wall. Yeah. Nightmare.
Wow. How much damage is there?
There's a hole in the wall, and they're going to fix that up tomorrow while I'm out. They're going to fix it up, sand and paint and everything, so that shouldn't be bad. The best thing is that they replaced the pipes and everything's fine. But there's no real damage. It was like I do have wood floors, and there was a lot of water, but there wasn't a real damage except for my towels that I had to use and throw out. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God it wasn't any worse. Oh, my gosh. But it was Valentine's Day, and I know you had a fabulous one. So we'll let you tell everybody about yours first.
Sure. Very quickly, I was surprised with a early Valentine's gift to Italy. Well, it wasn't that early. We left on Thursday. And, my boyfriend took me to Italy, and it was awesome, the best thing ever. I usually like going to Caribbean places where there's a beach and stuff like that. I never was really big on Europe because, you know, it's like cities and stuff. But I have to tell you, I'm in love with Europe. I could live there. We went to Milan and then we drove to Venice. We had a great time there. Then we were going to drive to Rome and it snowed. So we weren't able to do much there. And yeah, we just drove around and locally and that was it, but it was awesome. I came back yesterday to a flooded house, and yeah, that was it.
Well, very nice about the trip. I had that on my list of places to visit, definitely. Italy, oh my gosh. There's one lady who I used to work with. That's like her go-to place every single year, and her and her girlfriend sometimes get together, and they like rent out this villa to stay in, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, sounds beautiful.
She has pictures all around her office that she put on canvas from the trip. I'm like, oh my gosh, this was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I have to visit one day for sure.
Yeah.
But, my Valentine's Day was pretty cool. Had the sisterly love luncheon at my church that I hosted with another young lady from the church. That was really nice, fun, emotional bonding with the other women. It was really cool. And talking about, like, the importance of loving oneself, which was great.
Right.
And let me tell you, I got to tell everybody what my mama was doing. She's one of those women that you see on the street selling baskets, right? Gas stations. You see those people, they're always like pulled over selling the roses, the bears, the baskets. So my mama is one of those people. And, you know, I think that's where I get my hustle from. Like, she made those baskets, she put them together, she went out there and sold them, and she made some pretty darn good money. That I was like, I think I'm going to be out there next week. I mean, next year.
I was like, get trying to buy something
on Valentine's Day. I'm like, I'm going to be out there hosting baskets for 2 days and making the money that she made on those 2 days. Forget that. She made more than I made on my job in a whole week. I was like, no. Yes. I was like, I'm going out there. Forget that. You don't got to buy me nothing. You want
to
come and join me on this Valentine's Day? Take some money together.
We can win together. Exactly.
Right.
Amen.
I love how you show me you love me right there. Come on. Let's make this money. Oh, my gosh.
I
the day was fun, and it did snow. So while it was snowing over there in Europe with you, it was snowing here. And as you probably came back to some snow as well.
I did, unfortunately.
I plan to make some trips out there myself. That's definitely, I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I should make that happen this year. And maybe we should make that happen together. Like, seriously.
I'm totally with you. Totally with you.
And like, you did it with the boyfriend Let's go together, girlfriend trip.
We definitely have to do that. That's in the Hamptons, right?
Definitely.
Oh, wait,
yes,
are you saying
Hamptons? But I'm saying, definitely have to go back to Italy as well for a girlfriend's trip, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, and you know what's the great thing about Europe? Is like, everything's close by. So we could have drove to France. That's 7 hours. Switzerland was 3 hours away. You know, Germany was, like, a little bit further off. But it's like, everything's closer by where you could just drive in. I think that would be such a great adventure. Like, just us, just, like, girls and everything. That would be so cool.
That would really, really, really be cool.
Yeah. And do, like, little stops. And sell, like, books and sell baskets as well.
So book baskets. Who are these Americans? I'm like, crazy Americans. Yeah, well, we don't be doing it. Oh, my gosh. One thing I just want to say about, like, Valentine's Day, though, you know, everybody should show love every day. I just want to tell you, don't wait until, like, a one day just because they say it's the day of love. Every day should be the day of love. Do something nice. I think it means a whole lot more when you surprise somebody and do something nice on a regular day, you know, instead of waiting for Valentine's Day to do it. Definitely.
And it's actually worth so much more.
I think so.
It's worth
so totally
much more.
Agree.
When you surprise someone and they don't expect it, it's like, oh, you were thinking about me. You know, it makes someone feel special.
Absolutely.
Nice.
50 Shades of Grey came out this weekend. And
Have you read the book?
I have not read the book. Have you?
I have not. I have it sitting here, but I have not read it.
You got it sitting there. Sounds like me with a couple books. But I heard actually from a guy that so he went and took his wife because she had the book and she was in love with the book and everything. So he was like, all right, I'll take my wife to see it on Valentine's Day. And he said the movie was actually a little bit too long for him and kind of boring, even the sex scenes. He said that, you know, it didn't really turn him on because, like, the woman's body wasn't that banging. And he was just like, it just wasn't, like, what I thought it would be. He's like, it was just, like, this boring old fantasy, like, so I'm still going to check it out. I do want to check it out, but I thought that was pretty interesting to hear a guy's point of view and a younger guy's point of view. He's like, really. So, but we'll have to check it out and see for ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. You know, it made $89 million just over the weekend.
Wait, what? Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
huge.
You know what? I should think that this woman started this book with her fantasy, this older lady. Wasn't she like a mom of like several kids or something? Or was like, I don't remember what it was. But she was like a stay-at-home mom.
I don't know if she had
something.
Several kids.
Well,
I'm not
thinking
about exactly
the lady who did Harry Potter
that
was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah,
maybe I'm thinking
Harry
two
Potter
women.
Was the one with the mom. Yeah, I don't know about too much about the writer. You know, like, I heard so much about the book and everything, but my whole thing was like, I didn't have no interest in really reading it. I heard, like, it was very sexual and whatever, and that sounds great, but I just really didn't have interest in it. But I definitely want to see the movie. Now, I wouldn't mind reading the book if I have time. But, yeah.
Right. No, it was never, like, a true interest of mine. It never really was. And, yeah, I don't need to read the book about sex. To like, I don't know what makes it really so different than
I
the
could
other
write my own book.
Exactly. I don't need to read her story.
I got my own
right. Give me
or
the
that's
50
his name.
Shades
I don't remember.
The 50 Shades of Pink. I should really just do the 50 Shades of Pink. Just because.
It's
not like
your next book, Marita. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm writing that down. You heard it right here. You're the first to hear it
right here on the Late Night Girls, everybody. 50 Shades of Pink. Yeah.
Watch out for it, guys. It's coming.
Real soon. I just wrote that down, too. I really did. You know, got to make that happen. Make it plain, right?
I'm with you.
Definitely. Oh, man. So finally, I think this is like totally off the wall, but finally, I think I'm going to go upgrade my phone tomorrow from the 4S to the iPhone 6. I heard that I should go ahead and get the 6 Plus because that's more like a boob job, and I want to get the extra and make a little bit bigger, and I might as well go for the goal right away. He told me. He was like, "Let's get the boob job. Get the boob job. Go with the Plus. That's better."
Here's my opinion on it. Here's my opinion. I'm not big on big phones, you know, like all these other phones besides the iPhones were like really huge. And I used to make fun of people. They're like, you know, it looks like you're holding a mini iPad to your face, you know. I never really liked the big phone. Then when the 6 came out, I was like, not really feeling it. But I got the 6, the regular 6, because the Plus just feels so big in my hand. Maybe I have to get used to it, but that's just me. I'd rather have a phone that I could comfortably use and work. Like, even with the 6, it took me some time to text because I text with my thumb, and then I had to, like, reach away and go, whatever. But I don't know. Go ahead and do it. Let me know how it feels, if you like it. What do you think about it?
Well, I think I would probably get the 6, though, because, as you said, you know, I don't like any large phones like that, and my 4S is a pretty good size, and it's pretty small, but they just seem to be getting larger and larger. So I probably would go with the regular six, because, and plus, like, he's a big guy, so most of these guys, they need these larger phones because their hands are big.
Yeah.
They do a lot more.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, because even, like, one of my friends is like, this little iPhone right here is just too small. Like, I can barely text on it. Like, I need room. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, that might be for the men. And then you can give us those small, sleek phones. Yeah, I'm good with that. So I think I'm going to upgrade tomorrow. I'm just about done with this 4S, and plus it keeps giving me issues. Software I can barely, like, download. Oh, just a mess. So, yeah, it's about time for that upgrade in my life, definitely.
Always upgrade. And just like the conspiracy theory, I think we mentioned this before, I believe that they throw some type of, with an upgrade with the older phones, they throw some type of virus in there where once the new phone comes out, it just starts acting all wacky all the time.
Right?
Cut off and do all these things. Because my 5S was doing that before I got mine. My 5S was doing that. I wasn't sure if it was phone or the company or, like, the company that I use or whatever. But I had to switch it out. It was such a headache. And that's my conspiracy theory. I believe that they really do something to these phones. So you could be like,
I definitely believe that. Well, listen, guys, it is Freestyle Tuesday, so you can hit us up. But I did post a question on Facebook. The question is, would you date your siblings or your cousin's ex? So if you want to call in and answer that, 323-792-2900. Let us know what you think, and we'll give our take on that as well in a minute. Like, we sure will. But wait a minute, I did want to play this song because, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I got a couple new songs, but I think I just want to go with this one, and then we can play another one in a minute. But I want to play my Eric Bellinger because I miss him, featuring Janae Aiko, and it's kind of like a shorter song. So we'll be right back. But listen, call in 323-792-2900. Would you date your siblings or cousin's ex? Bam, that is the question. Be right back.
Nobody likes to start over, even when they know it's over. When we say till death do us part, I'm gonna mean it from the start. I don't ever wanna ex again. So if you're planning on wanna ex again. never wanna ex again, ex again, ex again. And be forever my love.
We ain't gonna stay again, stay again, stay again. Let's not be again, be again, be together. We ain't gonna stay.
That was Eric Bellinger and Jhené Aiko, X again. I don't ever want to be the X again. No.
Again.
If you're just now tuning in, this is the Late Night Girls. Tune in to us every Tuesday right here at 10 p.m. You can call in. It's Freestyle Tuesday, 323-792-2900. And we've got a question for you. The question of the night is, are you ready? Are you ready? Would you date your siblings or your cousin's ex? What about you, Jen? Would you ever do that?
Nope. Too close for comfort.
What if it wasn't even really that serious, right? Like, what if it was just like they went out on a couple dates and it never really went anywhere? What would you say about that? And then he just kind of like switched gears, or it's been like a couple years, and then you've seen him, and you're like, okay, and then y'all start talking.
Then if the circumstances are like that, and I'm really feeling him, like, and he's feeling me, maybe, but I'll have a conversation with my family member first about it and see how they feel, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't want to.
I agree with you.
How do you feel about it?
I agree with you on that. No, I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, one of the reasons is, you know, like you said, it's too close for comfort. And then, especially if it was like something serious too, right? If it was something serious, it's absolutely out of the question because, you
right.
know, I just don't want my friends or my cousins, family members, seconds. Like, I just don't want that. Like, after you've had them in a certain way, like intimately or anything close.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get past that. And then, like, I don't know, just even feel more awkward, like, if we were all in the same room, like, at some point, and, we could all hang out, and then, like, just to know that you've been with that person, like, no, I don't think I could ever get over it. Like, yeah, no, it's just a little bit too bad for me, just a little bit.
Yeah, especially if they were intimate. It's just too much. It's just too much. Have you ever had it happen, though?
I have not, but I've had cousins that I've known in the past that have been with each other, slept with the same guy, and knowing that they had both been together, and I'm
yikes.
Like, heck no, heck no. No. You both been with him? Oh, no. Crazy, I'm just looking at on Facebook, and I actually see that Boston snow, oh, my gosh, this one woman opened her door, and, like, the snow is literally the entire imprint of her front door to her house, like the whole thing.
I think I saw that.
Oh my god!
Insane.
Out in the world. I don't even know how you would live. Like, oh my gosh, this would scare the heck out of me. Like, I just don't know. Like, how do you survive that? How long does it even take for that to even thaw out? Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Woo! Yikes. Snow day. But no, I don't know. That just sounds crazy. And then what could you do? Like, if you could, sometimes you could throw water on it and it'll melt, or it'll freeze over more. I don't know. I'm just trying to deal with it.
Very, very crazy.
Too much.
So, one of our radio sisters, our radio buddies, Juicy Renee. Her show comes on every Friday at 7 p.m., A Good Juice. And I just want to shout her out for a minute. She had posted something on Facebook earlier. She's sometimes got some, like, the interesting questions or thoughts. And it was like, why her? She was like, I know I'm not the only single woman who looks at certain raggedy women and says to myself, how in the hell does she have a man and I'm single, especially the married ones? Like, how do these, I'm not going to say that word, how do these girls get these men to commit to y'all with no ambition, no job, no goals, no assets besides your ass sets? And she was just like, you know, she knows that her time will come. She's not worried about that. But she's just like, she don't understand, like, how certain women, you know, that really don't care about themselves get these men. And here's my take on this, and then you can comment on this as well. I see it like this. I think there's definitely somebody for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're the worst woman or worst man or whatever, you're the lowest of the low. Like, somebody is going to want you regardless. Another thing is you attract who you are. I believe that. Like, if you're a bum, you're gonna attract other bums and people that are on your level just like that. So it doesn't matter where you are in life, somebody's still gonna want you because that's what their energy is attracted to. Like, that's what they're appealing to. That whatever energy you give off, that's what is gonna gravitate to you. So that's what I feel about it. So, Juicy Girl, I'm with you. Sometimes I say the same thing, like, how in the world? But you know what? Even that how in the world can get somebody, and somebody's going to love that. How in the world did they get that? Somebody's going to love her. Love him or her. Mm-hmm. And that's what I feel about the situation. And my time will come, and somebody will come that's going to be, you know, perfect for me on my level. And that's just how I feel about that. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. You definitely hit a couple of points that I was going to go into, which one of them is, you know, if they don't care about themselves, like you said, you attract people like yourself, you know, you put out that attraction out there. But even if they're married and they have a boyfriend, you don't want that guy. That's why, because low standards attract low standards. You don't want that guy. You're looking for something better, and the good ones are hard to find. And they're not many out there. So that's why these low-standard girls have boyfriends, because it's more low-standard guys than good-quality guys, and same thing as women sometimes. So that's fine. That's how I see it. I'd be like, my time will come. I'll find my prince. That's just too
definitely
funny.
Definitely. Well, I found so sad, though. I did see somebody post something earlier today on Instagram. This lady was posting a picture of, like, her dude kissing all over her, and she said, you know what? He may strangle me until I pass out and block off blood. But she was like, but at least I got a man. You hoes just mad that you don't got one. And I was like, oh, my God, but she cannot be serious. Yes, she was like, but at least I got a man. She was like, no matter how he strangles me until I pass out and I cough blood, I'm like, she just cannot be serious. And I'm like, if this is what women have come to these days, like, saying, like, that's okay, but at least I got a man, I would rather go without. I am so serious. And it's just so sad that these women, like, think that that's okay. Like, she's like, well, so what? I got a man.
It is so sad.
No, boo.
She definitely needs, she got to find herself. She got to find herself and find her happiness. There's so many miserable people out here that, you know, they don't want to be alone and they'll settle for whatever. And, like, really, do you think it's so much worse being single than being with someone that abuses you? Like, she definitely doesn't love herself. And she doesn't know what happiness is. She doesn't know, have anything to compare it with. So that's sad in itself.
It really is. I really, really feel bad for her. I was just like, okay, yeah. Somebody needs to pray for her. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Very sad. Oh, time is always flying by. Oh my gosh. I know. But okay, well, I think we covered. Is there anything else going on this week? Anything coming up?
Well, what is it? It's way in February. I know we just got over All Star Weekend. Are you even into, like, sports or anything like that?
Not really, but I was listening to another show, Team Capone Radio, earlier, and they were talking about All-Star Weekend and how the guys are so stupid, and they know, like, the same type of girls come to All-Star Weekend. There's, like, a certain group of them, you know, Everybody pretty much knows.
Right,
they're
right.
looking for basketball players, they're gold diggers and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they still sleep with and fall for these same girls. And I guess they just, they know that that's what they come out here for. And so they just give them what they want sometimes. just like, or else
it's so
the girls wouldn't be out there doing it if they knew that it wasn't going to work. So apparently they're being successful at what they're doing. Right?
I mean, you know, the standards, which I hope is just a fad that's, like, going away, but the standards of, like, wiping a girl up, it doesn't mean anything. Basically, she has to have, like, a nice body. They don't care about personality. They don't care about anything else, aspirations, schooling, nothing. Just be a stripper and be willing to sleep with them. And these guys, these rappers, these basketball players, they're all wiping these girls up. And I'm like, what is this? Like, seriously? Like, what kind of standards is that for, like, our young girls? Like, you know, you want a basketball player, you want a successful man, get on that pole. Like, you know? But it's, like,
yeah,
ridiculous. But that's what, you know, they were all out here in New York. And interesting.
Very, very sad that that's what it's come to. It really, really is. But I think it's going away, though.
Hopefully it is. But I think it's going away because I see... It's kind of fading. I see the guys are breaking up with the strippers, you know, like China and yeah. And then, you know, I see they start dating these girls, these other girls that are not as bootylicious. Not saying there's anything wrong with that because, you know, a nice body is a great body. But like, you know, these is like other girls that like they may be beautiful, but they like went to school or like. You know, Ludacris right now, he just married this doctor. She's this beautiful, I think she's an Egyptian doctor. And,
oh, really?
You know, like,
wow.
He was, like, dating strippers and stuff like that. Yeah, so they're, like, changing it up. And then even Dwayne Wade, you know, he's with Gabrielle Union, and she's beautiful. She's not a stripper. She's a beautiful and smart woman. And I think that it's fading. So I can't wait for that to go away. So basically, there was a bunch of those people out here in New York. Yeah.
Exactly, so these young girls and women can say, you know what, oh, you know, I can be pretty, but I still need to have something going for me at the same time. So
right. That
would be great, you know, if that's the message that actually goes out there. Well, looks like our time is about up. Listen, follow us on Facebook, The Late Night Girls. We'll be back here on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Stay tuned. Follow our show. Actually, on Blog Talk, follow us. Like, hit the follow button
right. On
our homepage, right? Okay. So, just want to tell you, we love you. It's not Valentine's Day because we love you every day. And more importantly, God does too. We'll see you next time. Booyah!
Bye.
Peace out.